Down to Business. Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.
Now it's 10:33 and you're most welcome back to Down to Business. Bobby here with you all the way till 12 o'clock. A text in says, Bobby, I agree with you about the public baths in Clontarf. Lucky them, lucky Clontarf. That's from Marcus and poor old Dunleary and Blackrock. Now, Ireland's most famous relish is undoubtedly Ballymaloe relish. It's run by mother and daughter, Maxime and Yasmin Hyde. I went down to see the famous relish being made and I began by asking them how the relish first came about.
It was sort of always on the family table. It was a very, it had natural shelf life. It was very versatile in its usage and everyone loved it. And when I was thinking about kind of maybe starting a business for myself, I sort of, I knew there was a wealth of recipes in Ballymaloe that I could tap into. And this one kind of shone out above everything else. So we started with just this one product. Since then, we have added a whole load of products to our range. But we just started with this one product. And, you know, I suppose my big problem at the start was how could I sort of up the quantities and maintain the good homemade flavour. And we've really, over the years, gone out of our way to do that, not to go into big, huge production. We keep our batches small. We keep the cookers are suitable. They suit the product. And really, we're making it exactly the way you'd make it in a pot in your kitchen.
Fantastic. And it's an old family recipe then, is it?
Yes, it is. It's okay. My mother dug it up from somewhere and we always had it as kids growing up. Wow. And of course, it's been served to the visitors in Ballymaloe as well ever since.
Now, speaking of family, there's another family member here. Maxine, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
What's it like working with Mum?
Good. Yeah, we're very lucky. My mum is very production focused, and then ever since I've started, I've been involved in helping to sell Ballymaloe relish, getting it out to market. So the UK is a very good market for us. Germany, we've a little bit of business then in places like the Netherlands, Spain. Last October, we got a nationwide listing in Woolworths in Australia. Targeted at the Irish, the expat market. So it was 400 Woolworth stores. So that's been keeping us very busy. And then we're also doing a little bit to America as well.
Now it's we're in a food environment here making the sauce, so it's very important that we get all geared up. So what are we going to do first, Yasmin?
I'm going to put a hat on your head, Bobby,
all right.
Okay, to protect you.
Beautiful little shower cap on my head, folks. We'll get a photo of this as well. We can put it up on Twitter. We're here in the weighing up room. Is that right, Yasmin?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
This is where we weigh out all our ingredients, and we batch them onto trolleys for each cooker. So we've tomatoes, we've sultanas, onions, and sugar, and the spices are mixed into the tomatoes.
Okay, so it's the idea of, I suppose, focusing on one product. There's probably for and against that over the years. Mm-hmm. Was there that you were that was there ever an argument that you say maybe needed a suite of products, which you now have, but then you have the simplicity of only having to focus on one product.
Yeah, I mean, I think let's start with one product and get it right anyway. Yeah. And, you know, and it was the best product, I think, to start with because it was the most versatile and the most liked. And so, I mean, the other products, this has continued to be our best seller. So I think we did the right thing, you know.
Just to explain, folks, there's about 10 massive big stainless steel cauldrons, all hydraulically tilted and all that. And how long does it take then to make a batch of Ballymaloe relish?
Yeah, it takes 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's the process then of cooling it and...
Well, it's potted more or less straight away.
Right.
Yeah, it's potted nice and hot. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. It's a really cool process. Yeah. Okay. Now, Yasmin, where are we now?
Yeah, we're actually in the food service room and we're filling the 5 kg pails of relish. And at the today now we have Sarah Vickery filling the pails for us.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Right. So tell us what you do then here most of the time.
I'm just fill them and just kind of make sure that they're clean and everything like that, and just let them and just send them out to our lovely customers.
And tell me, how long have you been working here?
I'm working here 15 and a half years.
Isn't that great?
Fabulous.
And how are you getting on with these two lovely ladies, Yasmin and Maxime? Do they look after you? They do?
Oh, they're amazing. Okay. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Well, there you go. It's all about the employees, folks. Now, I think we've stumbled on the beetroot cookers, which look very different to, and they're in their, a little area all of their own, and it's a big square stainless steel.
We call them the coffins.
Okay, the stainless steel coffins then.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Now, we bought these cookers specifically for cooking beetroot. And between the two of them, they can cook 3 ton of beetroot a day.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what we do. We do 3 ton a day, and we're looking now for this autumn going into 3 shifts from 8 a.m. In the morning, starting at 8 a.m. and finishing at 8 a.m. the following morning.
Okay.
Because it's such a messy product.
I was just going to ask about the process, Yasmin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, is it a difficult product to clean, to peel?
It's extremely difficult. We're all covered in beetroot at the end of the day, as you could imagine.
And it's one of those products that's actually stains, doesn't it? So if you get
no,
it on, or no?
It doesn't. The great thing about it is that it washes out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's... So I tell you what, now we have these baskets, and the beetroot is filled into these baskets. And the baskets, if you see, there's a crane here beside you.
Yeah, yeah.
The baskets are lifted into the cooker by crane, and they're boiled for 2 hours. And when they're finished their boiling, they're lifted out again by crane onto a trolley and wheeled to the packing line.
It's incredible. Yeah, no, it's incredible. And it's also, it's really high tech and really automated.
Yeah. And it is. And if you like, it's all sort of designed by ourselves. We didn't know where to start or what to do. But between us, we found the cookers. We found the big cages for cooking the beef.
And these are all specific to you. In other words, you designed them for your own needs, and they're built to your part, to your specifications.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Amazing. Truly amazing, folks. Now, Yasmin, I'm looking at what seems to be a big sort of liquidizer of an industrial scale.
Yes.
Explain what we have here.
Yeah, well, the relish at the moment is in the transfer tank that transfers the relish from the cooker to the holding tank. And we have a mobile blender, which is blending the relish so that it won't be the chunky version that you see in the glass jar. This is for the squeezy bottle.
Okay.
So we're blending away, and when we feel it's blended enough, we turn on the pump, and the pump then fills the holding tank.
That's absolutely amazing. You must use a lot of vinegar and tomato sauce and all that over the year.
And I don't know how much we use, but we use
a
lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, okay, cool. Really, really amazing, ladies, to see just how efficient this whole process is, how automated it is, to meet all those employees who've been here so many years. It's an operation you must be both very proud of.
Well, of course we're proud of it, but you know, at the same time you're meeting challenges all the time. And I suppose one of our biggest challenges is to get known out in the world. You know, marketing, as you know yourself, is very expensive. And so, you know, nothing is easy.
Mm.
Nothing is easy. And we feel confident that we have good products, and just to try to get them out there and introduce them to new people is the challenge.
Would you be very optimistic now, Yasmin, about the potential for your beetroot lines and your beetroot, the beetroot arm of the business?
Yes, I am. It's great because it's added a new product, new line. It's grown in Ireland. For the last couple of years, it's shown great growth in the market, and we expect it to continue that way. We do, yeah.
It's also great to see then that your Ballymaloe relish becoming a signature. I know we use it in our own insomnia sandwiches. Mm. McDonald's have a burger, have they not?
They do, yes. Yeah. They do a special 6-week promotion every year, which we really appreciate that they do it. It's great to see when you see a large company helping a small company along. It's wonderful.
And what's that burger called?
It's called the Macmore.
There you go, Macmore. So, and the ingredient, the main ingredient for the Macmore, made here right in Little Island. By Yasmin and Maxime Hyde. It's great to see you both this morning, ladies. Thanks very much for welcoming. Thanks for showing me around your absolutely stunning facility. and every success to you both in the world of sauces and relishes.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.